Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Chloe Love, Bundaberg, Queensland.
The suburbs of regional Queensland seem dull and ordinary. Middle-aged men sit on their lawn chairs with a beer in hand, while kids on scooters swarm the pavement. Birds chirp, dogs bark, cars and trucks rumble by, but pierce through the calmness and there's a quiet suffering. Out here live the hundreds of young people who've been forgotten. It started when I left high school. There's this strange idealistic feeling that as graduates, we'd all enter the adult world as equals. We were celebrated by our parents and teachers as the next generation of accomplished adults with a bright and easy future. We were told that success was a ripe fruit, ready to pick and well within our reach. For us, it was a lie. When you don't live in a large city, your options for education and employment are already halved. Where I live, with a youth unemployment rate of 21% and one small university offering only a handful of courses, you don't really have much of a choice if you want a future. You leave. Unfortunately, for too many young regional people, that fruit is dangling just beyond their reach. Because my parents earn a meager wage, I was given a ladder in the form of youth allowance. I can use it to reach the fruit anytime I want. But when I climb up, I can see my partner's fruit dangling above mine. He doesn't get a ladder, because his parents earn a bit more than mine. It breaks my heart to see it withering up there. It's not fair that he has to wait until he's 22 to get the financial support he desperately needs. It's not fair that so many young people have to wait so long for their lives to begin. It's our responsibility to make sure every young person has a fair chance at employment and education, but the plight of regional Australian youth is going unheard. The fruit they were told they could pick is withering. I'm scared that when they finally reach it, it will be rotten.
Haywire,